Antoine, you had a huge game today. You broke the Ravens playoff record for most yards in a game. Tell me about how you played the game today.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
You broke the record for most receiving yards in a single game in the playoffs or Ravens. Can you tell us about how you played today?
Just wanted to come out and give everything. I think everybody in the locker room wanted to make sure this wasn't our last game. I think, you know, we all have a goal in mind. And we are focused in on that goal. So the only way we're going to get there is if we go out there and give our all on the field.
Anquan, all of it came in the second half. So what did you guys see at halftime, or did you just realize, let's start targeting?
Well, for us, you know, we came out during the week. We wanted to show them a couple looks and see what we got early. We kind of wanted to hold some things back until the second half. And we got the looks that we thought we were going to get. They played some things a little different than what we expected first half. So second half, we made the adjustments and came out and opened it up a little bit.
When did the emotions of Ray hit you at all, before the game, during the game, not to the end?
Probably, you know, before the game. I'm sure it hit anybody that was in the stadium, especially with him coming out the tunnel for the last time in the stadium. So I think everybody was affected by it, and we all wanted to play well for him. I wanted to make sure it wasn't his last game.
Anquan, what happened on the big play to start the second half? It looked like you ran down the deep ball. I don't know if it was intended for you or Torrey, but you were able to go up and grab it in a crowd.
I don't know who it was intended for, but I wasn't going to let it bypass me. You know, it was a scramble play. I just seen Joe throw his hand up. I really didn't see Torrey until the end. Put my head down and started running. Went back up to locate the ball. And just saw the ball there. I made a play on it. Real motivated. Like I said, we all have a goal in mind. And, you know, I said it before. I came to Baltimore to win the championship. And, you know, that's my goal.
How special was this week? I mean, you had the Walk of Fame award you won, and then this huge game.
It's huge for us. Again, I mean, it's huge for this city. You know, they've supported us the entire year. And they expect a lot from us. And in return, we want to give that to them. So.
Was there a point where you went to Gil and said, you know, I'm feeling it, come my way?
I told him that before the game. You know, I went up to him before the game and told him I feel like 200 yards today. I don't know if he thought I was joking, but, you know, he gave me a shot in the second half, so.
Anquan, Ray Lewis has been the unquestionable emotional leader of this team for almost his entire career. Looking to next year, who do you think might be some of the key players to, if possible, to fill that kind of emotional leadership?
You got to let us finish this year first. we have a lot of great guys in the locker room that are leaders in their own right. Ed Reed is definitely one of those guys. Haloti Ngata. You guys might not think so, but, you know, Joe Flacco is an emotional guy. He gets guys going. You also have guys like Ray Rice, Marshall, Yonder. So there's a lot of guys in the locker room that guys look to and guys that are leaders.
You played with Ray for a few years. You said how what he said affected you guys. How did you think he was affected in this game?
Definitely. I mean, when you play 17 years, you know, in a place, and I mean, anytime you spend that much time in one place, it's hard to say goodbye. So he definitely wanted to come out and put on a great performance for his last time in M&T Bank Stadium. So,
how much are you looking forward to playing Denver next week, considering that they shut you down last time?
Really looking forward to it. I was hoping we'd get Denver. So, they'll see us next week.
Because they shut you down?
Just because we lost to them.
And, well, why do you think it will be different for the offense this time around?
We'll make it different.